after we are baptized, we put on our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are as Jesus, the Son of God, and we also are as Jesus, the servants of God. Jesus fulfilled the servant songs of book of Isaiah. We know there are several so-called the songs of servants. That's the prophecies about Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, he himself took the nature of a servant. He also demonstrated the servant by the cross. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. Jesus made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bond servant and coming in the likeness of man. So Lord Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, he took the nature of servant. Even he died on the cross. Jesus compared himself to a servant. So he said, I came to this world not to receive the serve. I serve people. Even died on the cross. There are many saints in the Bible. The Bible calls them the servants of God. For example, let's turn to Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32, verse 13. Chapter 32, verse 13. Verse 13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, to whom you swore by your own self, and said to them, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken, I give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. So here, Moses mentioned their forefather, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Here, use the term Israel. They are the servants of God. So Moses, the prophet is Isaiah, the prophet Elijah, so on and so forth. They are all the servants of God. In the same token, all the Christians are servants of God. Let's turn to Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. Romans chapter 6, verse 22. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have your fruit of holiness and the end, everlasting life. Now, we are free from sin and we no longer a sinner. We are the children of God. However, in the other aspects, we just like all the saints, we are the servants of God. Even here, use the term slaves or bond servants. We are servants of God 7 days, 24 hours. One thing I would like to emphasize here, we are the servant of God, but the Bible also teaches us. We believers are servants of one another. This is also a very important concept we should have. We are servants of one another. So for this reason, we serve each other. We humble ourselves. We serve our brothers and sisters. We are called to serve as Jesus did. Why did Jesus come to this world? One of the reasons he set many examples for us. One of the examples is servant, the servitude. Let's turn to John chapter 13. John chapter 13, verse 14. Gospel John chapter 13, verse 14. It's during Lord Jesus washed his disciples' feet. 14, if I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. We know the spirit of mutual foot washing is serve. We should serve one another. We are commanded to serve others. There are many Bible verses told us we should serve one another. This is one of the commandments. So Apostle Paul, he followed Jesus. So he set the example of servant for us. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. Verse 19, for though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. Apostle Paul, he is a preacher. He take the responsibility to preach the gospel to the Jews, to the Gentiles. So here he say, I'm free, but I'm willingly to become a servant for everyone because I want to win more soul for Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's turn to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Once again, let's ponder the example Lord Jesus set for us. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We should have mind like Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. When Jesus came to this world, he had the physical body. So he lowered himself, verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of man. He should have mentality. He is a man. He is the servant of Father. Verse 8, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and become obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So these several verses tell us we should have the mentality, have the mind, have the thinking like a servant. Just like Lord Jesus, when he came to this world, when he has the human form, when he has the blood and flesh, he should adjust his mentality. So this is also an important issue we should put in our mind, the mentality of servant. The beginning of our service is our thought. our thought is very important. We are saved to serve. We are saved to be a children of God. But don't forget, we also are saved to serve. So what does God cares about his servant? God cares, why do we do? Then what have we done? For your boss, he or she will pay attention what you have done. Your boss might not concern, why do you do this? Your boss don't care. It's because you're interesting, because of the salary, because of someone. He don't care. He just care what you have done. But God is not like the like man. God cares, why do we do? Our mentality, our attitude, our spirit. Let's turn to Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. Verse 24. 24, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. Here, God mentioned Caleb has a different spirit in him. There were so many leaders among the Israel congregation. They all put their effort to help the congregation. They might have some kinds of achievement, but God emphasized our spirit, our mentality. Why do we do the issues? But we always emphasize, what have we done? So our mentality should be like a servant of God. What's the meaning? Have a mentality of servant of God. Number one, we should mind others' interesting more than ours. Let God use us according to his will. If our mindset is, I would like to accomplish something, we might only focus our own interest. But in the kingdom of God, we should mind others' interest, because we are the servants of God, and we are the servant for one another. So we always not just care our interest. We should care others' interest. Number two, we are stewards, but we are not masters. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Apostle Paul, he so cherished his status, his responsibilities, especially here say, we are the stewards of the mysteries of God. What is the mystery of God? Jesus Christ is the mysteries of God. The gospel, the salvation, is the mysteries of God. And we are the stewards of the mysteries of God. Verse 2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Even we are the manager of the mystery of God, but we are still servants. Even Paul, he is an apostle, he is a teacher, he is a preacher, but he is still a servant. So no matter what responsibility we have in the kingdom of God, don't forget, we are still a servant. Number three, we focus on our own duty. We are not to find fault for others. Human's intention is to find fault for others. We might not pay attention to our own business, our own shortcoming, but we always pay attention to others' shortcoming, others' weakness. That is nature. We should help and pray for others. We are not find fault for others, and we criticize others. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verse 10. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me." When Mary anointed Lord Jesus Christ for Jesus' death, some of the disciples, they criticized Mary. Here Jesus said, "Why do you trouble the woman?" In Jesus' eyesight, Mary did a good things. Here Jesus said, she has done a good work for me. But for some disciples' eyesight, they say, "Why do you so waste?" So human view the things many times different from God's viewpoint. So we focus on our own duty. We are not to find fault for others, but we are easy to find fault for others. God wants us to help others' weakness. God wants us to pray for others' weakness. So we are servant for one another. Help each other. Strengthen each one's weakness. Let's also turn to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, verse 26. Verse 26, "Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envy one another." If we only find fault for others and criticize others, we will become the troublemaker in the group. So we should have mentality like a servant. Point number four. The title is responsibility. It's not a position. This is we also need to remind ourselves. There are so many works in the kingdom of God. So there are so many responsibilities might put on our shoulder. We should remember it is not a position. It's a responsibilities. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 2. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. Galatians chapter 2, verse 9. When James, Cephas, and John, who seems to be Peter, perceived the grace that had been given to me, they gave me and Barnabas the right hand of the fellowship, that we should go to the Gentiles, and they to the circumcised. Here, Paul used the term, the Peter, to concern James, Peter, and John. It means they are leaders in the church of Jerusalem. For humans' viewpoint, yes, some of us, we take the leadership among the brothers and sisters. So we might use the term servant leader, servant leadership. The leader in the kingdom of God is totally different from the leader in the society because we are the servant leader, servant leadership. Let's turn to Luke chapter 22. Gospel Luke, chapter 22. Luke, chapter 22, verse 27. Verse 27. For who is greater, he who sits at the table? For he who serves, is it not the he who sits at the table? Yet I am among you as the one who serves. Lord Jesus give the disciples the right concept, servant leader. Jesus is the one sit at the table. But Jesus say, I do not receive your service. Opposite, I serve you. So Lord Jesus washed disciples' feet. Of course, they are spiritual meaning, spiritual effective in it. On the other hand, it is also a teaching about the servitude. So yes, we can be a greater in the kingdom of God. We should be greater in the kingdom of God, but we should have the right mindset. We are the servant leader. So servant leader will welcome feedback, for it is how they learn, change, respond to the thought and needs of others. Once again, I emphasize, we are also servants for one another. So we should have the mind of servant leadership, leader. Why do we receive the training? Because we would like to bear the responsibilities. We would like, even we don't like use the term leader, but in reality, we take this role in the kingdom of God. As long as we have right mindset, servant leader, that will be fine. Number five, our work is approved by God. It's not by man. in our secular work, we should pay attention. Does our boss recognize our achievement? That's very important. It's not necessary we hide our achievement in our company, in the school. We should recognize by our teacher, our boss. No matter the teachers, the boss, they are human. That is the social life. But in the kingdom of God, our work is approved by God. It's not approved by man. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18. Verse 18, for not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the law commends. So here, Paul emphasized, we should be commended by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the mentality of a servant of God. Number six, serve is an opportunity instead of obligation. Even we also use the term responsibilities, but we should know this is an opportunity which God gives us. Who am I? I have this opportunity to serve this issue, that issue in the kingdom of God. This is not the obligation. This is the opportunity. Let's turn to John chapter 12. Gospel John chapter 12, verse 26. Chapter 12, verse 26. If anyone serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. We can get honor from Heavenly Father. We can get honor from our Heavenly Father. So this is the wonderful opportunity. When we serve Lord Jesus Christ, when we serve in the kingdom of God, we will receive the honor from Heavenly Father. So this is not an obligation. This is the wonderful opportunities. Finally, a fundamental truth is the matter of servant is that everything we touch belongs to God. Everything we touch belongs to God. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. A few things. Some issue might so tiny, but we know this belongs to God. This is holy. So we use the term holy work. We are doing the holy work. No matter what issues in the kingdom of God, all of this related to God, all of this belong to God. So how awesome. So God has called us to both general, be a faithful Christian, and specific, be a faithful youth, faithful student, faithful employee, so on and so forth. In every case, the goal is the same. We want to hear our master say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Even the tiny things, we should receive the approval from our Lord Jesus Christ. Well done, good and faithful servant. Now please come forward and pray together. May God help us so we can have better serve in the kingdom of God.